AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James have been thrown out. Lisa Dwyer reports a federal judge concluded
the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Donald Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. The ruling amounts to a stunning rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target Trump's political opponents, as well as its legal maneuvering to hastily install a loyalist prosecutor willing to file the cases. The previous prosecutor lost his job amid pressure from the White House to file charges against Comey and James. However, the judge dismissed the cases without prejudice, leaving the door open for the Justice Department to potentially revive the prosecutions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Pentagon says it's investigating Senator Mark Kelly over possible breaches of military law after the Arizona Democrat and former Navy pilot joined a handful of other lawmakers in a video advising U.S. troops they have an obligation to defy illegal orders. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Senator Mark Kelly well knows the rules of the military and the respect that one must have for the chain of command, and that all lawful orders are presumed to be legal by our service members. You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging.
President Trump has pledged to end temporary legal protections for Somalis in Minnesota. Experts and state leaders have criticized the move as legally questionable and divisive. Most Somali residents in Minnesota would not be affected, as only 705 nationwide are covered by the program. Stocks started the week with a rally. The S&P climbed 1.5%, while the Nasdaq leapt 2.7%. The Dow gained 202 points, or 0.4%. This is AP News. The shutdown's over. Flights have resumed. So how's Thanksgiving travel looking?
Air travelers may feel on edge after the government shutdown caused widespread flight cancellations and delays. That may be over, but experts warn, pack some patience. Aixa Diaz is with AAA.
I think a lot of people were hoping there would be a resolution in time for Thanksgiving week. We got that. So I think now they're just having to brace for the normal sort of delays and cancellations that could happen over a holiday period.
The FAA is preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years with over 360,000 flights scheduled. The TSA expects to screen more than 17.8 million people. And for those who like to cut it close, Diaz has some advice.
You sound like a broken record, but especially this year, we're expecting that people need to arrive at least 2 hours before a domestic flight.
I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.